Your guide against cancer. To know is power. To prevent is victory. By Dr. Joe Ann Santiago, Triple S, Associate Medical Director Cancer in Puerto Rico. Cancer represents the second leading cause of death in Puerto Rico, with approximately 5,000 annual deaths, according to data from the Central Cancer Registry. Among men, the most frequent cancers are prostate, 40% of cases, lung, and colorectal. In women, breast cancer, 30% of cases, cervical cancer, and colorectal cancer predominate. The good news is that the 5-year survival rate for all cancers has increased in the last decade, thanks to prevention and early detection advances. However, factors such as the high prevalence of obesity and smoking continue to be significant public health challenges on the island. Below, we will explore these cancers in greater depth, their risk factors, and the most effective prevention and early detection strategies. Most common cancers in men, 1. Prostate cancer. Risk factors. Advanced age, more common after age 50. Family history. Ethnic origin, more frequent in men of African descent. Obesity. Diet rich in animal fats. Prevention. Maintain a balanced diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Engage in regular physical activity. Maintain a healthy weight. Limit consumption of red and processed meats. Early detection. Annual digital rectal exam after age 50, or earlier if risk factors are present. Prostate-specific antigen, PSA, test, regular urological consultation. 2. Lung cancer risk factors. Smoking causes approximately 85% of cases. Passive exposure to tobacco smoke. Exposure to radon, asbestos, and other environmental carcinogens. Family history. Prevention. Don't smoke or quit smoking. Avoid exposure to secondhand smoke. Avoid exposure to carcinogens in the workplace. Conduct radon tests at home. Early detection. Low-dose computed tomography for high-risk individuals. Attention to symptoms such as persistent cough, hemoptysis, difficulty breathing. 3. Colorectal cancer. Risk factors. Age over 50. Inflammatory bowel disease. Family history. Low fiber. High fat diet. Sedentary lifestyle. Overweight or obesity. Excessive alcohol and tobacco consumption. Prevention. Diet rich in fiber, fruits, and vegetables. Regular physical activity. Maintain a healthy weight. Limit consumption of red and processed meats. Moderate alcohol consumption. Early detection. Annual fecal occult blood test. Colonoscopy every 10 years starting at age 45 to 50. Sigmoidoscopy every 5 years. Most common cancers in women. 1. Breast cancer. Risk factors. Advanced age, family or personal history, genetic mutations, BRCA1 and BRCA2. Early menstruation or late menopause, postmenopausal hormone therapy, obesity, alcohol consumption, prevention. Maintain a healthy weight, regular physical activity, limit alcohol consumption, avoid long-term hormone therapy, breastfeeding offers some protection. Early detection, monthly breast self-examination, annual clinical examination, mammography every 1 to 2 years starting at age 40 to 50, according to medical recommendations, magnetic resonance imaging for high-risk women. 2. Cervical cancer risk factors. Human papillomavirus, HPV, infection, smoking, weakened immune system, prolonged use of oral contraceptives, multiple pregnancies, early onset of sexual activity, multiple sexual partners, prevention, HPV vaccination, preferably before the onset of sexual activity, condom use, don't smoke, limit the number of sexual partners, early detection, Pap tests every 3 years. HPV test every 5 years. Combination of both tests according to medical recommendations. 3. Colorectal cancer. Risk factors. Age over 50. Inflammatory bowel disease. Family history. Low fiber. High fat diet. sedentary lifestyle, overweight or obesity, excessive alcohol and tobacco consumption, prevention, diet rich in fiber, fruits and vegetables, regular physical activity, maintain a healthy weight, limit consumption of red and processed meats, moderate alcohol consumption, early detection, annual fecal occult blood test, colonoscopy every 10 years starting at age 45 to 50, sigmoidoscopy every 5 years, lifestyle recommendations to prevent these cancers. Based on the 6 types of cancer mentioned, these are the most important lifestyle recommendations. 1. Maintain a healthy weight. Obesity is a risk factor for prostate, breast, and colorectal cancers. 2. Adopt a balanced diet. Increase consumption of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Reduce consumption of red and processed meats. Limit fried foods and those with high saturated fat content. These measures are especially important for preventing prostate and colorectal cancers. 3. Avoid tobacco. Smoking is the main risk factor for lung cancer and increases the risk of cervical cancer. 4. Limit alcohol consumption. Excessive alcohol consumption increases the risk of breast and colorectal cancers. 5. Engage in regular physical activity. At least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week is recommended, which helps prevent breast, prostate, and colorectal cancers. 6. Get vaccinated against HPV. HPV vaccination can prevent up to 90% of cervical cancer cases. 7. Undergo early detection tests. Screening programs have proven effective in detecting these cancers in their early stages when they have a greater chance of cure. Conclusion. Prevention and early detection are fundamental in the fight against cancer. In Puerto Rico, screening programs have helped detect cancers at earlier stages, improving survival rates in recent years. Knowing the specific risk factors for each type of cancer and adopting healthy lifestyle habits can significantly reduce the risk of developing the disease. Regular screening exams can also help identify early stage cancer when treatment is usually more effective. Remember that each person is unique, so it's important to consult with a healthcare professional to receive personalized cancer prevention and detection recommendations based on your medical history, family background, and individual risk factors. The information provided is educational and does not substitute for professional medical consultation. If you have any symptoms or concerns, always consult your doctor. Share this information with your loved ones.